This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour, 6 minutes after the hour. This last hour that we have, we're talking to Andy Gauss. Now, Andy is one of the most well-known monetary historians that's out there. He can come on and tell you all about the Continental Army and their coins all the way up to the Federal Reserve and what's going on today, everywhere in between Andrew Jackson to Geithner or whatever that guy, or Yellen, who's the new Federal Reserve chairman. I lose track, but he knows what he's talking about. He also runs U.S. Gold Coins, usgoldcoins.com, one of our sponsors. We're very proud to have him. Now, I've dealt with coins a lot in my life. I know I got a pretty good knowledge about it. There's a lot of gold companies out there, and I know how they trick you because I've experienced that and bought some things I wish I wouldn't have bought. And when we were looking for a sponsor, this is one of the last things Joyce and I kind of collaborated on, was to get a gold sponsor. And many of you wanted to know somebody who we could get. We wanted to get somebody that wasn't going to rip you off and buy things that you'd have buyer's remorse about. And so we went with Andy Gauss, and we discussed all these things. We're very proud to have Andy as our sponsor, very proud to have him on the show for his knowledge, and we'll talk about many things. Andy Gauss, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, very good. Well, you got that new ISD line. You sound very good. You sound like you're in the next room.
I know. It's much better than the POTS line, that's for sure.
Very good. Well, we're going to get to coins, and you got a great offer for our listeners that I've been checking out. I think I'm going to take advantage of some of these. But before we get there, let's talk about the financial world. A lot of upset, of course, the past week or so. Stock markets went all over the mulberry bush and back. What is going on with the stock market? What do you see?
Well, it's basically the idea that people are worried about the cost of money. A lot of the growth and the gains in the stock market are the result of cheap money. And if money is not going to be cheap anymore, why, then a lot of those trades have to be unwound. And I think many of the market participants are seeing that, seeing the rising interest rates, and saying, let me get to the door first.
Well, the one day, was it the end of last week? They start to blend together. No, it was the week before. On a Friday, the Dow went down 666.666. I mean, can't be a mere coincidence. I mean, are these controlled market? What is this?
Well, of course the market is controlled. Of course it is. And a tick down to that level. You know what the cynical side of me says, Dan? It's like these guys are sending a signal to all their buddies. You know, hey, here's your number. Get out the door while you still can.
Is this a small correction, or does this belie something bigger?
Well, it's the tremors before the earthquake, no question about it. And if you look at how the stock market has organized itself around various outside impetus, for example, the cheaper money, we just mentioned that. So money's very cheap, and so then investors are willing to borrow it to buy stock. As the price of money rises, they say, I'm not going to play now, I can't do it anymore, and I'll sell it just to pay off my debt. Then you have the other market participants who see earnings as the key. And if last year I paid 35 cents on the dollar on my profit, and this year I only paid 20 cents on the dollar, why, then my company's worth more. And that's a lot of what drove the price up. But then at some point, somebody stood back and looked at the fundamentals, and that's where we are right now, with the market fully valued as it is, and now these outside influences like money getting more expensive and tax changes forcing investors' behavior. I think you're poising the market for what could be a rather dramatic correction. And bear in mind, a 10% correction is, at this point, a couple of thousand Dow points. And I know that sounds like a lot, but remember, it's made a meteoric rise.
Well, you mentioned the tax deal. Let's talk about that. The tax deal, supposedly, you know, the Democrats were screaming that it was going to create a $1.5 trillion budget shortfall. The new budget does have shortfalls in it, seemingly. How is that going to affect all this?
There's no doubt. You know, as Mr. Trump would be the first to say, you have to spend money in order to make money. And so we don't have any money. The only way he's going to spend any is to borrow it. So that infrastructure program and anything that the federal government wants to spend really has to be borrowed. So, yes, the deficit is going to be real, and a trillion plus, no question about it. And so the folks looking around are asking, well, where's this trillion going to come from? You remember last time we spoke, we talked about two things. One was that 77 cents of every tax dollar that we collect presently is just enough to service the debt. So that only leaves 23 cents that you can cut. If 77 cents is going to existing debt service, you either have to refinance that debt, which I suppose that's on the table, or you have to raise taxes. Not cut taxes. And that's why everyone sort of looked at the deal and thought, well, this is going to make deficits huge. And no question, yeah, we'll go from 20 to 21 on the national debt in very short order.
Okay. You tell me what you think. But as I look at this, I think, one, it's inevitable that our money is going to go to zero. That's the way I feel. All fiat money, at some point, it just goes to zero. It's never not gone to zero. Two, I see the Fed raising the interest rates, or I see Fed starting to print money like crazy. I mean, I think all these things are on the table. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, two and three. So let's look at the options that the Fed has. They've obviously injected $4 trillion in the last 10 years in direct market purchases. So if you look at the H-4-1 release, you'll see the Fed's balance sheet has ballooned to 400% of what it was. And if you look at central banks throughout the world, where in 2006 the central banks by themselves held about $4 trillion worth of government debt, today the central banks of the world hold $160 trillion worth of government debt. So their plate is full, their bellies are full, they have nowhere else to eat unless they create more money. I mean, that's really the place that they're in. I suppose they could open the discount window and say to the primary bond brokers, hey, you guys go ahead and buy all of this treasury debt, and then we'll loan you the money. But who's willing to take that risk in a rising interest rate environment? So I think the Fed is in a hard place. It can't really buy any more debt, especially not after telling us through the last year that they're going to sell the $2 trillion that they already have in government bonds. So, you know, those two statements kind of contradict each other. I think the new Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, by the way, is he's definitely of the school that, well, whatever it is, we have to do it. You know, he's not bashful. So you think about Ben Bernanke and all of his asset purchases, and then, of course, Janet Yellen being rather tame, the guy coming in behind her now, Jerome Powell, he's back on board with the old Bernanke way of doing things. So my belief is that they'll print more money and that interest rates will now be driven by the marketplace. The Fed will simply respond. So you'll see quarter point increases as the market dictates, which is now, by the way. I mean, if you look, I saw the 10-year was tipping on 3% a couple of days ago. So,
okay, Rachel, you just said a mouthful. And for our audience back home, I mean, some of this information may be flowing over them. I'm going to try to back that up.
Sure.
I agree with you. I mean, I've looked at this. I see no other, well, I mean, I see one other way, but I think they're going exactly what you just said. They're going to start printing money. I don't know if it's going to be Weimar Republic printing money, but they're going to start printing money.
Yes.
You just said the Fed will no longer determine the interest rate. The market will determine the interest rate, and the government will print the money. That's what you see.
That's correct.
What is that going to mean for mom-and-pop America?
Well, it's going to mean higher prices for mortgage borrowing. It's going to mean higher prices, period. We'll get the inflation numbers tomorrow, but I think they're going to reflect what I already know and what our audience probably knows as well. Prices are going up. They're going up for everything, especially food and energy. So what is it going to mean for us, the folks at home? Whether or not you have money in the stock market, if you have money in a checking account, if you have money anywhere in the system, that money will be diluted, devalued, while you sleep, essentially, and without noticing. So we started the year last year. You measure the dollar with this thing called the dollar index, USDX, folks, and it measures the dollar against other currencies. We started the year last year at 104, real strong dollar. Think dollar four. We ended the year at 92. So right there, you lost 10% of your purchasing power last year, even though the amount looks the same on your checking account or your savings account. Now moving into 2018, we started the year at 92. Hoorah! It's February 13th, and we're at 89. So if we stay along this track, we're on line to lose another 10% of purchasing power this year. So stock up those pantries. Don't wait on those purchases. And certainly if you are in a position to acquire tangible assets, then do so. Art, antiques, real estate. I buy and sell gold and silver coins. And I've always thought American coins are a great place to park some of your excess money.
I could not agree more. Let's dig a little deeper. We've got 2 minutes before the break, and the other side we'll get into your coin offer and some more about gold and silver. Are we at a race to bottom for the value of these currencies across the board, not just America, but you know, Japan, other foreign currencies? Is it a competition to see who can have the least valuable currency?
That might be the case because of the export picture. You know, the cheaper your currency is, the more attractive your exports become to the rest of the market. And we've had a well-known trade deficit where we import more than we export for so many years that the view of the president and the secretary of the treasury might be that a cheaper dollar will help us sell more goods around the world. I, for one, don't agree with that way of thinking, but yeah, I think it is a hallmark of the Trump administration.
Let me float something by you. The Trump administration or whoever, they've seen this, they know exactly, they're not stupid, they know exactly what you said, what I agree pretty much wholeheartedly with you. The infrastructure plan that is coming up, if the government is going to print money like crazy, you know, drastically more than they already have, if they haven't, you know, give me a break, they've already printed,
right,
they have to have something to sock that money up. To me, the infrastructure plan, $1.5 trillion, is a way to sock that money up without directly, you know, it won't like immediately hit milk and eggs at the grocery store. It'll take a little bit so that velocity gets down to the people. I want to get your thoughts on that after this 4 minute break. Excuse me,
okay.
4 minute break with Andy Gauss. Andy Gauss, usgoldcoins.com. Stay tuned, everybody. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There are some stark realities. Well, they've been there for a while, but is the rooster coming home right now? I mean, it certainly seems like we're on the doorstep, and some big choices our government is going to have to make. We're going to have to make. You know, unfortunately, they make it without our decision, most of these, and they've completely screwed up our monetary system that this could even happen. And that's where the Constitution comes in, but we're so far removed from it. We're talking about now, the future, right on our doorstep. Is the government going to print money? I mean, shades of Weimar Republic. I mean, I don't want to be too dramatic here. They've already been printing a lot of money. Is that going to dramatically increase? If that is so, Andy Gauss, your opinion, is the infrastructure project a good way to sop up some of that money so the velocity does not go down to your milk and eggs at your grocery store?
Yeah, temporarily, as you pointed out. You know, it'll hold it back for a minute. So it's going to have a dual impact. There are many variables there, not the least of which is the amount of money that will be spent and the number of people that will go back to work. But remember, our biggest revenue stream to the Treasury is the individual income tax and the 15% payroll tax. So those two elements combined really flow a lot of money into the Treasury from the plus side. So this is what the Trump administration is hoping on, that things like these infrastructure projects and putting people back to work will balloon the payroll tax, and help offset some of the cost. Where's the money going to come from? Boy, you're right. They have to print it. They have to create it. In the last decade, worldwide dollar-denominated debt has doubled, and the money supply has nearly doubled. So what is there to do? You have, again, three times as much debt as there is money to pay. And so your analysis is correct. They have to increase the supply of money. They'll probably do that by buying more assets on the open market the way they've done in the past. And most likely that'll be treasury debt.
Now, if you, when I was taught to drive a car, I learned on a stick. You know, my parents, my dad, he taught me how to drive on a stick. You know, much to the consternation of maybe my mother, but I learned on a stick. And one of the things I learned was that if the car stalled, if I stalled, especially if I was going downhill, I could just get the car rolling and I could pop the clutch and the car started to jump start.
That's right.
Are we seeing something similar with our economy, that it's stalled, it's dead, the engine is dead, and Trump is just throwing us out on the interstate, coming down the hill, throwing us out there, and hoping, praying, crossing his fingers that the infrastructure project will fill in, productivity will increase, and everything will, and the engine will just kick in, and we'll be able to jumpstart this before we just go right into Weimar Republic. Is that what's going on here?
I think that's an apt description, because that's essentially what he did. I've described it as throwing gasoline on the fire, or removing the governors from an engine, however you want to characterize it. Immediately going into office, right, he started slashing regulations, and then with the tax cut to sort of free up capital for American business, those two elements combined are just what you described, either the jump start or pouring gas on the fire, but the roaring economy is already starting to be obvious. You can see it everywhere, and so what follows that? You know, everything kind of one leads to the other. And what follows that is not necessarily Weimar inflation, but if you remember 77 to 80, we were running like 14, 15, 16% annual inflation. Right now we're at 2 or 3, depending whose numbers you use. So imagine a doubling of inflation where we go to 6 or 7%. That would actually be a return to normal. As much as it's not normal to lose 7% of your purchasing power every year, if you're investing right, you can offset that. The worst thing you can do is buy bonds or save your money in a savings account. If you just follow the correct path, then it won't be so bad. Because, people I ask, would you rather have a little inflation and everyone's working and busy and making money? Or would you rather have a period of no inflation where no one has a job and it's impossible to make a living? So I think at this point, worrying about inflation is probably secondary, backseat to preventing the whole system from coming apart, which is the danger that we're bumping up against. Once again, three times as much debt as there is actual money. And this is a problem that everyone knows.
We got about a minute before the break. On the other side, we'll talk about gold and silver, which I think is a very important decision everybody should consider. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about this for years. I mean, it is here. It is obvious. One question before the break. Given our circumstances when Trump entered the office, as I've analyzed this, this is either a brilliant move, it's almost like a Hail Mary. Is this the only choice that we have?
Yes.
Or is this the dumbest thing ever?
No, it's the only choice that we have, honestly. If we don't build and grow out of it, we're going to sink into it. So I think he took a shot, and it was the shot that needed to be done.
Interesting. Wow. We'll be right back. Andy Gauss. You see why we have this guy on. It's not just to sell gold and silver. This guy's sharp. Andy, really enjoy having you on. We'll see you after this break. Talk about your offer. Great American coins. How cool. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gold and silver has been money, or what we've considered money, for thousands and thousands of years. It is tangible. It is finite. It costs something to get it up out of the ground. It is tradable. It is recognized. The American economy was built on this concept of constitutional money, which was gold and silver coin. Fact, and more facts. At some point, the Federal Reserve System, of course, the 1913, began to trade gold for pieces of paper. You know, when your parents told you to shut the door, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, ladies and gentlemen, money is trees nowadays. But it's more like fraud, but that's where we're at. let's get back to where we come from. I am a firm believer in gold and silver. I always look to, when I can, to add some here or there, silver more frequently, gold less frequently, but I'm always looking to add. Everything that we're talking about is real, ladies and gentlemen, and it is right here. Andy Gals, our sponsor, if you're looking for gold and silver, if you're considering it, Andy not only will give you some free DVD or free CDs to teach you some of these things and some really just some points for you to consider, just educating you on the history of money. But he also has some great offers for you. And he's one of our sponsors, and there's a reason we got him, and we love him. Andy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and a little bit about the offer you have, special offer, while supplies last, for our audience.
Okay, so we're SDL, Numismatics. We've been in business since 1981. You can find us on the Internet at usgoldcoins.com, or you can call us at our 800 number, 800-468-2646. A great many of the firms today that sell coins are marketeurs. That's what they do. They sell things, and coins just happens to be the latest thing. And so they will sell what's readily available, and sometimes at premiums way above and beyond what they would bear otherwise, what's known as retail pricing. You can't very well buy things retail and call yourself an investor. So we try to provide a service there to teach individuals how, if you're going to buy numismatic coins, then buy real numismatic coins. But if you're just going to buy a hunk of gold or silver and that's all you're trying to buy, well, there are plenty of things that fit that bill. And one of them, for example, is the $10 Liberty gold coin struck in the 1890s right up into the early 1900s. Now, this is a half-ounce gold coin that was struck by the U.S. Mint. It's legal tender, lawful money, and in circulated condition. You can buy them for just a small premium over their actual gold content. And then for the silver, the Ronald Reagan silver dollars. Now, that doesn't mean it's a coin with Ronald Reagan's picture on it. What it means is that Ronald Reagan gave us back our silver dollars. The last silver dollars made of real silver were struck in 1935. And we never had a real silver dollar after that. We had pretend silver dollars made of copper, like the Eisenhower or the Susan B. Anthony. Ronald Reagan gave us back our silver dollars made of silver. And the first ones that were struck in 1986 featured the Statue of Liberty. The second ones that were struck in 1987 featured the Constitution. And these coins were largely ignored by the collecting community, so much so that you can buy them today for $20. And with silver at the levels that it is, that represents a great buying opportunity. So we have a number of those Reagan dollars, as well as the $10 Liberties, sort of put aside and reserved for Power Hour listeners. If you're thinking about doing this, you won't find a better deal. They certainly are priced very close to what their actually melt value is. And for many investors, that's really all you need, just some gold or silver to put by, and these fit that bill.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something from my experience. I mean, I don't know if Andy will tell you this, but I'll tell you what I believe. Gold and silver coins that are minted by American government. We live in America, obviously, most of us. For you, wherever you live, if you live in Britain or whatever, coins minted by the government that you live in or where you live are much more recognizable. They're much more, there's no question about their authenticity. They've circulated before. $10 Liberties used to circulate in America. The Reagan silver dollars, not so much, but silver dollars in general. This concept is there. You know, you can go out and buy silver rounds where somebody just printed, some private mint printed. I don't like to do that. That's me.
Right.
I like to buy American coins. That's me. And I think, Andy, you know, why don't you address that a little bit?
Well, the problem is that if I'm a private minter and I'm going to mint some fancy silver dollar or silver dollar-sized token featuring someone famous, that's all going to cost money. And somebody's going to have to pay for that, and usually it's you, the collector or consumer. If you buy a $10 Liberty from the 1890s that was struck as part of the Mint's budget. No one has an interest in that. No one has to make any additional money from that. No one has the entire supply of those. So that is a very good place to buy your gold. As for the silver, well, let's not forget that has the same standard as the old silver dollar. And if you've ever tried to buy one of those, I mean, they're from anywhere from $30 to $40, $50 in many cases in uncirculated condition. So here you have still fresh from the mint in 1986, which, believe it or not, I mean, that's been a minute. So they already have a track record in that you know how many were made. You know they're minted by the government. They're still in their original capsules. So they're widely recognized, widely accepted, and a much better alternative to just bars and bricks and blocks of foreign gold or foreign silver. So for my money, I'm with you. If you're going to buy something, get something American, and an old silver dollar, what could be more American than that?
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you something else, my experience. When, you know, gold and silver, they went way up. Silver hit, what was it, $49 about here in 2011? Was it 49?
In 2011.
50,
yeah,
or something
that,
like that?
Yeah, that was all driven by fear. People were afraid that the whole system was coming apart.
Well, in some ways it was. But they fractured it back together. But anyway, that's another story. Let me tell you my experience. I was buying silver coins before that. I bought them ever since, I think, 2006. I really got into it. My great-grandmother, I kind of got the bug from her. But, you know, I was buying, and I was buying and selling different things, funding my business. I started Numana with some money from gold and silver. When I went to sell, I had some gold and silver bars and things like that, rounds that were from private mint. When I went to sell, I did not get as much money. I had problems with some of them that the purchaser, they couldn't verify the authenticity. They didn't. How do they know if it's 100% silver? How do they know if it's 0.99? They have to do an acid test. They have to survey the thing. I mean, you're talking many problems here. The silver eagles I had, or the other coins that were American, whatever, no problem whatsoever. Everybody knew what it was. There was no question at all. And I already thought that instinctually, but that convinced me going forward. You're talking about silver prices, if they're double, triple, quadruple what they are now, and somebody's going to look at you funny when you when they want to give you $200 for some, you know, AJC mint or something, who knows what. They're like, they have no idea what that is. No idea. An American coin minted in America, they know exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is another reason that we have Andy on here. I do not want you to get ripped off. I do not want you to have buyer's remorse in the future. Why don't you go ahead and give that number one more time, Andy, and give the two coins, and you sell other coins also, but the two specials that you have for Power Hour listeners.
That's right. Yeah, you have, I was going to say, you have to mention that you're a Power Hour listener to get these specials. These are unlisted. You won't find them on the Internet or anywhere else. The $10 Liberty Gold coin, that's the half-ounce gold coin from the 1890s right up to the early 1900s. Those are $700, and the silver dollars, of course, the age of Reagan, those are $20. You can get them both, one, neither, many as you want, a few as you want. Just call us, 800-468-2646. Mention the Power Hour, and you can take advantage of these one-time specials, 800-468-2646. Mention the Power Hour.
Very good. A very good offer. Very good offer, ladies and gentlemen. I firmly endorse what he's doing and the offer he's giving to us. So if you're thinking about this, you got $20, you got, you know, $2 million, give Andy a call and see what you can do and to get some real coins by a Power Hour sponsor. They help get us here, and so we want to support them every way we can. We got about a minute before the break, and then one last segment. I find it fascinating. You know, we talked a little bit about this during the break. This concept of everybody knows who's followed this. Our monetary system is in real trouble. I mean, whether it hits today, tomorrow, it's all coming apart.
Right.
Who knows? They've prolonged it so long, they've kicked the can down the road. There's no question that the energy is going out of that system.
Yes.
This concept that Trump is basically throwing us down the hill, going towards oncoming traffic, and just praying, crossing his fingers, that the car is going to jump start before he hits the bottom.
I think
that's where we are. And I want to talk about that with Andy Gauss after this four-minute break. You are listening to the Power Hour. USGoldCoins.com. thepowerhour.com. Andy Gauss.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One last segment with Andy Gauss. The time goes so fast, Andy. You've been fantastic. This has been a very fascinating discussion, at least from my perspective. I think our audience would agree. Your offer, very generous, and I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm definitely going to get some of these Reagan silver dollars. And if you want to get that or the $10 limit or any other coin that Andy has, but these are special just for Power Hour listeners. Mention that you heard Andy on the Power Hour. 1-800-468-2646, 1-800-468-2646. 1-800-246. You know, Andy, there's a lot of talk. Is China going to have a gold-backed yuan, at least to some degree? Are they going to steal the reserve currency status of the world from the United States? There's a battle financially going on. Is it going to lead to physical conflict? I don't know. Are we in danger of losing the reserve status?
Over the long term, yes. And what we've ended up doing is the Hamiltonian model. We've partnered with all of these people. The euro, the yen, the British pound, and of course now the yuan and the Swiss franc. So that's the SDR. And you may have heard how China was allowed into the International Monetary Fund last year. And this SDR, of course, is the unit of currency that these folks use as their backing for their money. So by involving China, we've sort of made them a partner. Incidentally, you know, since 2008, while no one was looking in the middle of the financial crisis, they set up shop in New York City, which made them a part owner of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. So I think we've partnered with the Chinese. This rise is not an accident. Many American companies, many American individuals have made a lot of money by allowing the Chinese into our import market. So I don't think they're as big an enemy as they make themselves out to be.
Going forward, you know, looking at the past administration, it seemed certainly that artificially the government was putting the clamps down on the American economy, almost putting an engine and taking a cylinder out or something.
That's
it's crazy to me. Are we going to be able to rev up? Is this real? Is Donald Trump really bringing Americana, American ingenuity back here a little bit?
No, indeed he is. You know, when I looked at this sick engine that's our economy, I came up with the same conclusions Donald did, President Trump, you're looking at an engine that is being artificially held back. You know, the answer from the Obama administration was the only way we can control inflation is to keep unemployment high, is to export all our jobs, and essentially starve the inflation giant. And from Mr. Trump's perspective, inflation is not as bad as long as everyone is working, so he's not as worried about the inflation monster. And is more worried about making sure we have 100% employment. So that is where rising wages come from. Now, when workers can go from place to place and demand higher and higher wages for their service, and that forces innovation, yeah, we're going to get a lot of robots replacing a lot of jobs. But I think there'll be so many jobs that we'll need robots to do all the work. So all of that just simply boosts our standard of living as Americans. And I really think Mr. Trump has ignited the fuse on this one.
Well, you said something earlier. We're either going to grow and innovate out of this, or we're going to sink down in this hole of this Federal Reserve monster that we've created.
That's right.
How fast do you see, you know, mom and pop America, how fast do you see them affected? And how, to me, gold and silver, this is the perfect complement. You have any money or even little money, this is the perfect complement to this environment we're describing.
That's how you save your money, right? We don't save it all at once. And so in the old days when we saved gold and silver coins, over time they simply became more valuable just by virtue of the fact that you were holding them. There were more people demanding the same fixed supply or very limited supply of coins. And this, of course, gave the dollar strength, gave it additional purchasing power year over year. And it was easy to save your money. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to invest. Now we converted since 1971 to a money system where every year your money loses a little piece of its value, like it had an expiration date. And it drags it through circulation. So we've used this debt monster since the closing of the gold window to borrow into our future. And we've borrowed so much that 77 cents of every tax dollar we collect is necessary just to feed the beast, just to pay the existing debt service. We really can't, we don't have much room left, 23 cents on the dollar, So that's the hole that I was referring to. If that number keeps getting bigger, 77, 78, 79, pretty soon there's nothing to talk about. Just 100% of everything we collect will go just to servicing the existing debt. You could just send Congress home. Wouldn't be such a bad thing. But I think what will happen instead is you'll see a boost in payroll that will fuel the Treasury with fresh money from all the new jobs and all the activity that's been created, albeit less. Remember, he cut taxes on corporations to 20%. They're the ones that create the jobs. But as far as individual income tax, nobody cut the payroll tax. And so 15% of every payroll dollar every week flows into the Treasury. And that's what we need to pay down this enormous national debt.
Last question, last thought, or last couple thoughts, one question. I believe, and I've heard, you know, Deborah Tavares has been on this show and says basically it's done. You know, America's done. There is no Constitution. America, as we know it, is done. I'm of the opinion that the future is up for grabs. Right now, the future is up for grabs, and our future, you know, hangs in the balance. What are we going to do? You're probably the perfect person to ask this. Both Kennedy and Reagan came in and cut taxes, and money and growth just exploded in America. Do we see that here? Is that realistic? And do you think our future is up for grabs right now?
Yes, I see exactly the parallel between Kennedy and Reagan. Remember, both of those presidents had a shot taken at them, one more successful than the other. But it was all about the money. Kennedy came in and look at what happened with the United States note and the silver certificates. I guess that's a topic for another show. Donald Trump has come in. He's cut regulation. He's cut the corporate income tax. Yes, he's jump-started this engine. And the fuel, I think, in the form of the tax cuts will absolutely cause it to roar. So there cannot be admiralty law without the former springs from the latter, right? The Constitution is the basis for all the shenanigans they pull. Everything they do is extra constitutional, but within its confines. So I disagree with Deborah. I think we are in control of our destiny and our future. We need to stand with our president and make certain America finds its way back to the path that made it great.
Very good. Wow, what an interview. Andy just really enjoyed it. We've been gone so long in this country, a generation or plus, of forgetting who we are. I mean, we carved this whole nation out without a single income tax. Are you kidding me? We're Americans. We can do anything throughout the world. Andy enjoyed it. Absolutely. 1-800-468-2646. 1-800-468-2646. The great offer. Mention the Power Hour. You get the deal. And any other coins that you want. Also, they can help you. Educate you also. If you know nothing, this is the people that you want to talk to. Have a great day. God bless everybody.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.